USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
It stretches credulity to believe the Crown Prince wasn't involved in this. I think that's the way they're going to write this off.
Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul, a guest on Fox News Sunday, talking about Saudi Arabia and the government's explanation of how Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi killed.
This isn't the first incident. This is just another in the line of long incidents of Saudi insults to the civilized world.
Senator Paul says he doesn't believe Khashoggi died in a fight. The journalist last seen on security video walking into the consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, back on October 2nd.
I think it's insulting to anyone who's analyzing this with any kind of intelligent background to think that, oh, a fist fight led to a dismemberment with a bone saw.
There's still no sign of Khashoggi's body. Unclear if he was dismembered and removed from the consulate by a group of Saudis who flew into Turkey to meet with him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Despite Mexico's efforts to stop them at the border, a growing number of Central American migrants resumed their advance toward the U.S. border in southern Mexico. Their numbers swelling to around 5,000. President Trump telling supporters in Mesa, Arizona,
"You got some bad people in those groups. You got some tough people in those groups. And I'll tell you what, this country doesn't want them."
The president saying he'll call in the military to stop them at the border if need be. A Georgia police officer shot and killed while checking out a suspicious vehicle with his partner near a middle school in the Snellville area.
The suspect vehicle crashed not far from the scene, so probably less than a mile away from the scene.
A police spokesman says one of the suspects was caught, the other is still at large. The officer, 30-year-old Antoine Tony, had been on the force for nearly 3 years. LeBron James' return home is spoiled when punches are thrown during Houston's win over the Lakers. The Rockets' Chris Paul and LA's Brandon Ingram and Rajon Rondo were all ejected from the game for throwing punches, and all are likely to be suspended. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Shots were fired from inside the vehicle, striking Officer Tony.
In Georgia, a police officer shot and killed in Gwinnett County, Antoine Tony, 30 years old, just a few days shy of his 3-year anniversary of joining the force. The officer responding to a 911 call about people smoking marijuana in a car parked in a school lot. When he approaches, one of the men opens fire, killing him. The 18-year-old driver of the car under arrest, the shooter, 19 years old, still on the run.
One of the officers on the scene pulled Officer Tony to cover. Officer Tony was transported to Gwinnett Medical Center, where he ultimately expired.
Changing gears now to politics, President Trump going state to state ahead of the midterm election, holding Make America Great Again rallies. Former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden also campaigning. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
At the Republican rally in Elko, Nevada, the president took a swing at Biden.
Sleepy Joe Biden. We call him 1% Joe. Because he ran at least twice, I think three times, they say twice, I think he ran three times, and he never had more than 1%.
Former Vice President Joe Biden was in Las Vegas to fire up Democrats when he said President Trump is attacking American values.
He's been shredded by a president who is all about himself. It's all about Donald. It's not about anything else. We're organized based on ideas. America's an idea. That's who we are. That's what makes us different than every other country in the world.
For USA Radio News, I'm...